on me and you bet I felt it. I tried to beat you, but you're so hot that I melted. I fell right through the cracks. Now I'm trying to get back. Before the cool done run out, I'll be giving it my bestest. And nothing's gonna stop me but divine intervention. I reckon it's again my turn to win some or learn some. But I won't hesitate no more, no more. It cannot wait. I'm yours. Tongue in the mirror and bending over backwards just to try to see it clearer, but my breath fogged up the glass, and so I drew a new face and I laughed. I guess what I'll be saying is there ain't no better reason to rid yourself of vanities and just go with the seasons. It's what we aim to do. Our name is our virtue. But I won't hesitate no more, no more. It cannot wait. I'm yours. Well, open up your mind and see like me. Open up your plans and damn, you're free. I look into your heart and you'll find that the sky is yours. So please don't, please don't, please don't. There's no need here to complicate, 'cause our time is short. This, oh, this, oh, this is our fate.
Yeah, I need a scapegoat now. now.
Be the day that they're gonna throw it back to you. By now you should have somehow realized what you gotta do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. Backbeat, the word is on the street that the fire in your heart is out. I'm sure you've heard it all before, but you never really had.
Improv show where I really know, and we're just gonna have a ton of fun. Hopefully,
yeah, we're gonna have a ton of fun. I know.
Okay, and Carlito's not doing a show tonight. It's very upsetting, but you know, there's always got to be a show. Always got to be a show. So I'm taking over for the night, and this is gonna be a short show, just like an hour. And really, we won't do anything but be idiots, like we normally do. So, let me think. I literally have no preparation. I didn't even Google a place. So, we'll do some science to start off. Oh, no. We'll do some... Yahoo. Okay. We're going to do a Motel 6. Or, I mean, unnamed motel. My bad. Secret motel that I really shouldn't have said right there. Oops. Oh, well. Not too upset. Oh, maybe I am hosting. It would seem that way. It would appear that way.
Hello. Good evening. Thank you for calling Motel 6 downtown San Diego. This is Marina speaking. How can I help you?
Hi, can I be transferred to room 114, please?
One moment. And the name of the guest you're trying to get a hold of?
Bongholio.
What is that?
Bongholio?
Nobody by that name.
Oh, he's Indian. You might just not understand it.
Okay, what does it start with?
A B.
No, nobody by that name.
Let me just spell it out for you. B-U-N-H-O-L. I can't remember where I'm at. I said...
No, we don't have anybody in-house.
I-O. I-O is how that ends.
Okay. Nobody in-house by that name. Okay. Sorry, nobody by that name. You have a good day.
Well, ma'am? Ma'am, hold on.
Ma'am, fuck you.
Well, she was not very happy.
No, she wasn't happy.
That there was nobody by the name of Bongholio there. I'm very upset. It's a very common name. Yeah, we'll just try another one. I'm trying to think of... Maybe we'll just have to switch cities. I don't know. Dude, I had such a good call. I was so tired.
Hello, and thank you for calling Motel 6 San Diego Hotel Circle.
Oh, well, now we know where I'm at.
And yeah, dude, I fell asleep last night. My bad.
No, that's all good. I was so tired. Hello?
Hotel 6, Hotel Circle, Stephanie speaking. Can I help you?
Yeah, I need to be transferred to room 115.
Okay, thank you.
There was a motel on my way to the airport. It was, parking lot was full. I forgot to get the name of it. I was going to...
Hello?
Hi, this is John Hallman. I'm calling from the front desk.
Yeah, I'm John.
How are you guys doing tonight?
All right.
You guys aren't having a party in there, are you?
Now, you've got to be out of your American mind.
No, ma'am. No, ma'am.
I'm here by myself.
Well, ma'am, really? Because we had a couple complaints about a party in there tonight.
Well, there's not a soul here except me, and there's nobody next door to me on either side.
Were you playing dubstep, ma'am? There's a report of you playing loud dubstep.
I don't even know what that is.
I'm
an 82-year-old woman.
Ma'am, unfortunately, you were playing MDMA. You were doing MDMA, too?
I don't even
MMA.
Know what...
MMA. You're doing MMA. You know what
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. And unfortunately, there is an MMA charging fee for that, ma'am.
You better come down here to my room and see.
Ma'am, you need to come down to my office because this is absurd. We're charging you $300 for defacing our room.
Yeah, ma'am. If we have to come up,
John.
Yes. $79.99.
Yeah.
John, come to my room.
Ma'am, I can't. I can't leave this front desk.
It's John.
Ma'am, we've already.
Is this John, the manager?
Yes, ma'am.
The John, the one I know.
Yes.
Well, John, I don't know what to say. There's nothing happening here. I mean, I'm looking at the news.
I'm so sorry, ma'am. I'm so sorry.
Well, you know, this is a situation where maybe we should call the police.
No, we don't have to call the police, ma'am. I'm sorry to say this, but ma'am, if you don't want to pay that fee, you're going to have to get out of our hotel.
John?
Yes, ma'am.
You come down and see the room.
Ma'am, I will give you... It'll be an $80 fee if I have to leave this front desk, ma'am.
I will check.
All right, I'll come down, Joe.
Okay, ma'am, will you also bring your phone so you can't make absurd calls?
Yeah, we don't want you pranking the rest of our guests.
Ma'am? That would be hilarious. That would be hilarious. Okay. Well, I'm printing something out, everybody. Oh, I was... No, I'm struggling right now. I'm balancing my computer on my knee. What'd he say?
He said ask her if she can stick the phone in her old cobweb pussy.
Her loose vagina. That'd be hilarious. That'd be absolutely hilarious. No.
And thank you for calling Motel 6 San Diego Hotel Circle. If you know the room number of the guest you are calling, please enter it at any time. For directions,
what room is that
call, please press 1.
I think it just sends you to the front desk, honestly. No, if we go to the front desk, I'm the rules.
If we get the phone, I'll ask.
She did want my dick. Honestly. She was like, John.
John. Yeah, John. Oh, fuck yeah.
That's kind of... That's what I thought of that. I have a button right now, to be honest with you.
Motel 6, Hotel Circle, Wendy.
117.
Uh-huh.
She can't do shit.
Without balls.
Sick.
Hello.
Hello, this is John Holloman. I'm calling from the front desk.
Yes.
How are you guys doing tonight?
I'm doing...
Can you turn that loud music off, sir?
It's just the TV.
Sir, we've had a couple complaints about how loud that is.
Okay.
And because of the loud TV, unfortunately, there is a charge for that.
Well, I mean, it's not like 10 o'clock or anything. And,
yeah, sir,
well,
you already charged $120 for your credit card upgrade.
How can you do that? I mean, I'm
because when people complain...
Without a warning? Without a warning? All you have to do is...
Sir, shut up. We're legally obligated once somebody does that, that, you know, we gotta charge you.
Yeah,
I've never heard... I've never heard...
Ma'am, are you still with us?
What do you call me?
Ma'am.
Ma'am?
Ma'am.
Do you know who you're speaking with?
Ma'am.
What is your name,
yeah,
sir?
We need to verify that for security purposes.
Well, I'm in room 117. Do you have the right room number?
Yeah.
No, we do, but for security purposes, we have to confirm your room.
And this is at Motel 6, right? You don't have, like, some random room number, right?
Not prank callers, sir.
Shouldn't you know who's in this room?
We do, but for security purposes, we have to make sure that you are who you say you are.
Well,
see, now you're stalling, which makes me think that, you know, you're not...
No. I'm still stuck on $120.
Sir, you're stalling with your name...
Why do you keep calling me ma'am?
I'm not.
Do I sound like a female?
No, not at all.
Okay.
He's dyslexic, sir. Don't be rude about him.
Yeah. My son's on dialysis.
Okay. But the first thing you said, my name is Mike Legan, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, check.
But the first thing you said, which is kind of stunning to me, is that my TV has been loud.
Yes.
You had a couple complaints.
Yep.
That's 100%.
Because it's really not that, you know, it's really not that loud.
Sir, it almost is making my ears bleed right now. I don't know how you're...
Are you kidding me?
No. It's really loud, sir.
Okay, so we are on a conference call, but I'm still concerned about this.
No, you're on speakerphone.
Sorry? John, who's John Holloman?
I am John Holloman. I'm the manager.
Yes.
And that's Ron Newman. He's a front desk clerk.
Right. But, like, okay. Like, I turned it down a little bit, and now I can't even hear it.
No, I can clearly hear it, sir. Really clear.
No. Seriously, if you want to come over...
Well, no, sir, I need you to come down to the front desk immediately.
Okay,
sir?
Yes.
I need you just so you don't start prank calling our other guests, we need you to bring your phone down to the front desk also.
My phone?
Yes.
It's not plugged into the wall.
What's it plugged into, sir?
It's not plugged in.
Okay, well, I need you to bring it to the front desk.
Okay.
Can you do that for me?
I'll be right there.
Okay.
No problem.
Okay.
Bye.
My butthole.
Fuck you.
Fuck yeah. What am I applying for right now? Customer service agent? No, fuck that. FAA, they're just a bunch of pricks. They're like, you need to describe what you're doing in 2003 and why you didn't work. Probably because I was in elementary school.
That's no excuse not to have a goddamn job.
I know, I'm such a lazy American for not having a job at the age of at the age of 9. I mean, goddamn.
Cactus wants you to call in as Michael Legg and check out.
Okay. Okay.
Hello, and thank you for calling Motus.
Fuck yeah, Motus.
Okay. All right, I'll bitch about it tomorrow.
Pants. And shit.
Motel 6 Hotel Circle, Stephanie speaking, can I help you?
Hi, this is Michael Lay. I'm calling to check out.
You're calling to check out?
Yep, I'm bringing my phone down, and I'm going to check out.
Okay.
Okay. All right, can you just check me out on the computer right now?
What's your room number?
117.
117, okay.
Okay, thank you.
I've been doing a lot of drugs tonight, so...
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I was taking MDMA.
Okay.
Thank you, ma'am.
Bye.
We should call him back then in a little bit. See what happens. Do you have static on your end, buddy?
No, I got nothing.
Okay, cool.
Only fools and I never work, only play. I never work, honestly. I just masturbate frequently. Masturbation.
Let me know in the chat if you can hear me a little bit better now, guys.
Okay, let's call him back again.
Do like a weekly thing, we're going to end up exhausting the entire supply of Motel 6s in the United States.
I seriously doubt that.
Yeah, there are quite a few of them.
Hello, and thank you for calling Motel 6 San Diego Hotel Circle.
Gotcha.
If you know the room number of the guest you are calling, please enter it at any time. For directions to the motel, please press 1.
Masturbating right now, sorry guys.
Motel 6, up there, this is Wendy, how many assist you?
117.
Nasty?
Late.
Nope.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it's my dad.
From a family emergency. It might not be under his name, but I really need to speak with him.
What's the first name?
Michael.
Yeah, Michael, I believe. Is probably what
my
it's under.
My ex is speaking?
This is John Holloman.
I'm sorry, who?
John Holloman.
Okay, just a moment.
You shouldn't be doing this, ma'am.
We're prank callers.
Don't transfer us. Don't be stupid. Don't do it.
Okay, so Motel 6 is approximately 1,100 properties across the United States.
Oh, man, that's gold.
And honestly, we can just... I mean, there's a ton more motels.
I think she might be trying to transfer us, but I think he disconnected his phone. I don't know.
Yeah, I think so, too. I would concur with that statement.
What was your name? I'm sorry?
John Holloman.
John Holloman?
You definitely shouldn't do this.
It's dumb, ma'am. Don't do it.
We're prank callers.
I'm sorry, sir?
If you could transfer us, that'd be great.
I mean, they're saying that they don't even know you, my guest.
No, is he there right now?
Down there.
Is he down there, ma'am?
I mean, can I ask who's speaking?
Yes.
We're actually from corporate, ma'am. We need him to get out of our motel immediately.
I mean, you're not my corporate office, and I can tell you that right now.
Ma'am, is Michael down there right now?
Ma'am, he was up there shooting heroin.
I mean, I can just report you guys to the police office, to the San Diego Police Department.
Well, no, I mean, we haven't even called you that many times, so. I mean, that's...
I mean, well, you called so many of my guests, so, I mean, if you're playing on my phone lines, I can go ahead and report you to the San Diego Police Department and see what we have to laugh.
I mean, we're going to...
I don't care. You guys do not play on my phone lines, okay?
We're under the limit, damn it.
Ma'am,
so I'm letting you know, if you make another phone call to my guest,
yeah, we know.
You will be dealing with the San Diego Police Department. Do not call. I'm letting you know now.
Phone ticket? All right, let's go to the next one.
Let's try another Motel 6. So we know for a fact that he went down.
Yeah.
Which is a great success.
Ma'am, you definitely shouldn't do this. We're prank callers.
Hello, and thank you for calling Motel 6 San Diego North. If you know the room number of the guest you are calling, please enter it at any time. For direct and...
There we go.
Thank you for calling Motel 6 San Diego North. This is Anthony speaking. How may I help you? What was the room again?
114.
Yes, sir.
Goddamn right you called me, sir.
Hello?
Hi, this is John Holloman. I'm calling from the corporate office.
Okay.
I mean, I'm calling from the front desk. I apologize, ma'am.
All right.
How are you doing? How are you doing tonight?
I'm good.
Okay.
What can I help you?
We're doing a quick customer survey.
Ma'am?
We just have a...
Yes.
We have a couple questions, ma'am.
Okay.
How is your experience so far at the motel?
Well, I just got into my room about 10 minutes ago.
And how was the exterior? There wasn't too many drug addicts out there, was there?
No.
Okay.
I didn't
see any.
How
many times were you offered drugs on your way to the motel?
None.
None.
And how do you like the city so far?
I've been out here before. I have family here.
Did
Okay.
clerk that you checked in with seem like a criminal, possibly a rapist or a registered sex offender?
No.
Okay, good.
Did he look like he masturbates frequently?
What?
On a scale from 1 to 10, ma'am, how much do you think the attendant masturbates?
10 being very frequently, probably every hour. From the corporate office. I mean, from the front desk. What room is that, 114?
Yes.
Wolves, man, that was funny.
You want to do this?
Hello, and thank you for calling Motel 6 San Diego North. If you know the room number of the guest you are calling, please enter it at any time. For directions to the motel, please...
Sorry, I didn't talk.
Thank you for calling Motel 6, San Diego North. Is that speaking? How may I help
you? Hi, can I have room 114, please?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you.
You gotta ask for a different one, man.
We'll just tell her to come to the front desk.
Or switch to a different room if the voicemail picks up.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Going for a classic like you. Nope. I'm not a fan.
I took a Benadryl to help me fall asleep.
Yeah.
So, whenever that starts to kick in, we'll go off the air basically as we'll play.
Okay. Like 30 minutes to 45 minutes. Sounds good to me, bro.
Yeah, we'll probably run into
that. I'm good, man. Alright, I'm gonna hang up. Obvious. She's not answering.
I don't think she likes this very much, I gotta be honest.
It's because I'm white.
It probably is a racially motivated thing. I mean, I got that impression from her when she answered the phone.
Hello, and thank you for calling Motel 6 San Diego North. If you know the room number of the guest you are calling, please...
Oh, that's a good idea,
Joe. For directions...
We have a mouse infestation.
To reach Motel 6 San Diego...
Oh, that's so much.
Hey, calling Motel 6 San Diego North. Is speaking? How may I help you?
117.
Yes, sir.
Hello?
Hello, ma'am?
Hello?
Ma'am?
Yeah?
Yeah, this is Ron.
Yes?
I'm calling from the front desk.
Okay.
Yeah, are you there, ma'am?
I'm listening to you.
Okay, yeah. There's been a little bit of an problem with a mouse infestation at the motel tonight. So we just wanted to call you and touch base and see if there have been any mice.
I'm confused, okay.
Yeah, are there any mice that you've seen running around in your room?
No, there isn't, no.
So no mice dressed as cats? Because that's, apparently they've been dressing up like cats.
I don't see any.
And this one guy, CFC, he says that the founding fathers should have picked their own cotton. How do you feel about that, ma'am?
I am very confused about all this right now.
Did you say that you're flabbergasted?
I'm sorry, but like I'm gonna go up there.
Where are you gonna go?
Oh, I said I'm confused.
Where are you gonna go though? You said you're gonna go
Excuse
up
me?
There.
Excuse me?
You said I'm gonna go up there. Where are you gonna go?
To the front desk, to you.
Oh, why? And John is getting water, guys. I can't actually dial numbers, so it's gonna be a couple minutes here.
She gone?
Yep.
Oh, right as I walked in, too.
Yeah, I asked if she had seen any mice dressed as cats, and then I told her that CFFC says the founding fathers should pick their own cotton. She does say that she's going to go up to the front desk, though, so...
Diego North. If you know the room number of the... As you're calling, please enter it at any time. Hotel, please...
That was rough, man.
Hey, if you're calling Motel 6 and you're North, is that speaking home?
All right, can I have room 112, please?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
I think we found another one that just doesn't give even the slightest fuck.
Yeah, great.
Yeah, and Cactus.
Hello, sir?
Yep.
Yes? Yeah, it turns out that line is busy at the moment.
113,
oh.
Then, is probably it. I apologize. It's sort of a family emergency, though.
Okay. Do you want to try back later, or...?
No, I believe it's actually 113 is the one I was after. I'm sorry.
Do you know their last name, sir?
I don't. I'm not actually a member of the family, but it's very important that I get in touch with them immediately.
Sir, can you put your mouse for 1 second, sir?
No.
I think she's down there right now. Did you hear her in the background?
Oh, that's funny. Lonesome found a great webcam that needs calling.
Send it.
To me, yeah. Just only me, though.
Only me.
That's a lot. So we don't have a bunch of people. No, he didn't. Oh, shit, he did, didn't he? He sent it to me like 30 minutes ago. My bad. My bad. What the hell? There's just a random fat guy there.
Link on Skype. Hello?
Yes.
Yeah? Sir?
Okay, so you don't know their name, but is anybody with you that knows their name or?
No, I'm afraid not. Nobody who can, you know, speak at the moment. I was told to call room 113. I really need to speak with them.
All right, but this is going to be the last one I'm going to connect to because I've had you call. I've had the same. I've been hearing the same voice for the past 3 calls, sir.
No, that's impossible.
Okay, sir.
Thank you. Oh my God, he's doing it. Ice user, are you there?
Yeah, I'll call in again. We have to call this. This webcam. It doesn't allow me to change it, though. It's not allowed. Lonesome, can we have the feed so we can change it? Or...
is that the bathroom? Oh, no, it's not. I see it in the hallway.
Oh, somebody's moving it. Lonesome, send me the link so I can move it.
Looks like your girl Jolie is in the chat.
Yeah, hi.
Jolie, get on Skype with us.
She doesn't like people.
I know, right?
She's anti people. Oh, okay. Yeah, alright. Alright, Lonesome, you can have control of it. I don't give a shit. I don't care. Alright, you know what? Nobody's in that room. We're calling and we're gonna recall just to see if he does it again. And then we're gonna call Lonesome's. Cause that would be hilarious.
Hilarious. Yeah, I don't think... see if this guy will transfer again.
Yeah. Just go 115 this time.
Hello, and thank you for calling Motel 6 San Diego Hotel Circle.
Yeah,
if you know the room number of the guest you are calling, please enter it at any time.
Hold on, I'm trying to...
Yeah, I think this is the lady.
Oh, okay.
Add Jolie.
Hold on. I don't think she's online. It won't let me.
Montel 6, South Africa, this is Wendy.
Hi.
Hello?
Hi, can I be transferred? Yeah.
Last name in the room?
No idea, but I really need to speak with them.
Alright, well, I'm sorry. Bye-bye. Have a good day.
Hey, ma'am.
Did I call the wrong one?
Yeah, you called the lady who got pissed and threatened us.
Oh, shit, my bad.
Yeah. It's worth a shot, though, you know? Maybe she forgot.
Apparently she didn't. The admin won't work, Lonesome.
Hello, and thank you for calling Motel 6 San Diego North.
You asked this time.
Okay. Oh, it's a blocked plug-in for me, that's why.
Hey, for calling Motel 6 San Diego North. Is Anthony speaking? How may I help you?
Hi, can I be transferred to room 111, please?
Do you know your last name, sir?
Bonjolio? I don't know it exactly, but it's a family emergency, so...
You say 101?
No, 111.
111?
Yeah.
If you could just transfer.
Somebody registered to that room, sir.
To what room? What room did you say?
The one you told me. They're not registered to that. Nobody's registered to that room, sir.
I said 115. There should be somebody in that.
No, you said 111, and you need to stop calling this line, sir.
Well, sir, can I ask you a question, then?
What's the question, sir?
Well, okay, so how many fingers can you fit inside of your mom?
Well, inside your mom, I can fit my whole hand, you know.
Oh, man, that's a loose one.
Dude, she likes to get fisted? That's gross.
Anal fisting. All right, what approach? Lonesome, what do you want us to do with this number? What do you want us to do? No. All right, I'm adding Narwhal because she won't shut up. What do you want us to do, Lonesome? I guess I should just talk to him, you know? You know what? Okay. You know, I'll just keep refreshing this page. Is that a that's a shark? Alright, I got an idea. We'll just tell him he has a nice shark picture. So I have no other ideas. We've had a lot of family issues.
Grand Union.
Hi, I'm in the bar right now. All right, I just left the bar.
Okay.
And I saw a shark picture up on the wall.
A which?
A shark picture. Yeah. Yeah, shark?
No, and it's only been a handful of people, and I've been working all night, so...
Oh no! And then there's a message in this hallway, and I can't read it. Please keep the soda at all times. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah.
Is that you know what that means? Well, seriously, what does that shark thing say? There's a shark, and then there's a bunch of memes on the wall. I'm in the back office right now. I'm in the back office.
Yeah, we snuck back here, sir.
I snuck back there.
You fucking idiot.
Who is this?
Alright, we snuck back out.
Alright, whatever.
We're back in.
I can't believe we went back.
Did you see him on the cam?
Yes, he had a green button up on.
I really want to call him back.
You should. Oh man, he's going back again. Oh wait, now. Oh, they're going to cover up the camera. Oh wait, let's see.
Yeah, there.
Oh, they're putting a chair in front of it.
Oh man, it's a nice chair, bro. Oh shit, there's a guy sitting at the chair now.
Nice. Yeah, I think they're going to actually switch it off.
No, they can't. They can't. Ruin my night.
He's probably turning off the webcam.
Tell the guy to look behind him. He turned it off.
Thank you, by the way, Lonesome. That was a fun one.
What?
I was thanking Lonesome.
Yeah. Good job, Lonesome. Oh, it's back on. Alright, no. Do that. Ask about the fat woman with the Mr. Men t-shirt.
Thank you for calling the Grand Union. Sir, we are unable to take your call right.
We'll just call him back. I'll ask the... The lady with the Mr. Men t-shirt. The cam is back on. Yep, I'm looking at it.
Sitting there texting or something.
He's like, yeah. He's probably calling to learn how to...
Is that a dilk? Look at the awkward placement.
That's an intense.
It looks like he has a boner, though.
Yeah, it does.
he's got a big white one. They're dumb. Why don't you just cover up the cam? Oh, it's off again. Hi, are you the lady with the Mr. Men t-shirt? Can I speak to her?
I'm sorry, I'm not sure what you're asking. I can't quite hear you.
Well, I was
talk to the larger gentleman who's sitting in the back office with a white t-shirt on the white iPhone right now. He's coming out
larger.
Now. He's wearing like a green hat. Can we speak with him? He should be up there now.
Yeah. Close the door.
Hello.
Yeah, we're back here. We were watching you use the computer.
We're standing right behind you.
Yeah, we snuck into the office.
Mm-hmm.
Why didn't you see us?
What's that?
Yeah, sir,
we're in the back
sir,
office.
Who's the lady with who's the fat lady with the Mr. Men t-shirt?
Just a buddy.
You can't see us. We're hiding.
Yeah, we're hiding right now.
Neener. You can't find us.
Oh, good.
We can see you.
See, yeah, we see you. You're out in the bar right now.
Liar.
No.
We can.
No, there's nobody in the bar.
All right, well, we're in the back office, so...
The Asian guy is back.
I don't have a back office.
The Asian guy couldn't find us earlier.
Yeah, he couldn't find us.
Oh. So,
we just
saw
you.
So what do you guys want?
We saw you texting.
We're just hiding.
What do you guys want?
I don't know.
We don't really know.
Oh.
We just want to hide.
Oh, okay.
What time do you guys close?
We're playing hide and seek. We want to see who the real hide and seek champion is.
Yeah, sir, if you don't find us by the end of the night, will you lock up and then we can sleep in here until the morning?
Okay, yeah. Go ahead.
Why are you dressed as a woman? Jill wants to know.
My alarm will pick you up.
Well, no, we're just going to lay in here.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, my alarm will pick you up. So will the RCMP.
Well, sir, you're never going to find us anyway. I mean, we're really well hidden.
Yeah. Okay. Like Navy SEALs.
Like, when you finally find us, you're going to basically poop your pants.
Can I talk to the lady in the Mr. Men t-shirt? Nunu's in all caps.
No, I think you guys got the wrong place.
No, we're hiding. We can see you, the Asian man. You're on the phone, and he's going through the light green door. Yeah, we're hitting.
See us now?
Yep.
Oh.
Hey, that clipboard's a little off center right now.
What about now?
Sir, listen, we can still
Pick up that flashlight.
Mm-hmm.
Can you go pick up the flashlight, sir?
Sir, if you don't find us quick, I
picked it up.
Sir, no, you didn't. Sir, there's some intense grilling going on in the background.
Intense what?
There's a poster on the wall of the grilling. Is somebody grilling?
Yeah.
That shit's intense.
Uh-huh.
I really want to speak to the lady in the Mr. Men t-shirt, though.
We've been taking action.
They left.
They left? I'm really upset right now, then. Nunu's gonna get all mad. And
sir,
there's
put that
a
pencil back. That's not your pencil.
Okay.
Don't use that.
Okay, yeah.
Can you see him? Oh, I see him.
Can you see me now?
I see you.
Yeah, we can still see you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good.
We're hiding really well.
So what do you guys want, then?
Oh, we just want you to find us. It's a fun game.
Yeah. Are you going to rob the place?
No,
not at all. We're playing hide and seek. We're playing hide and seek.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, sir, you're not... Nothing's going to happen. We're not people.
Yeah, you're just hackers, eh?
No.
No, not really.
Oh, so...
It's like, this is Kevin Mitnick. Yeah. We're internet hackers.
So, what do you guys want?
Oh, nothing. We're just... I'm Kevin Mitnick. I'm the famous internet hacker, and, you know.
We're playing hide and seek. We're actually, Kevin Mitnick and I are actually in your tavern right now, hiding.
Yeah. There's really not too much going on with computers these days.
Really? Because there's nobody in here. I wish you guys would come up and order a drink, because we got no business.
Well, I mean, where are you guys at? Like, where's this place located?
In Florida.
Oh, well, goddamn, that's far.
Damn.
I mean, that's a long way away from where we're at.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, too shitty then.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, no, we don't want our cameras are hacked on Facebook and that, so that...
Yeah, we definitely didn't get your Facebook. What's your Facebook password, though? Just for security purposes.
Yeah, we'll tell you if it's a good password or not.
Yeah.
I don't even do Facebook, so I don't even know what...
Do you have your personal password that maybe I can look at?
No.
That is a very pretty green door, by the way.
No, I don't do Facebook at all.
Why not? You know it's a good place to meet.
Yeah, yeah. You like that color, yeah?
I do like that color.
You can meet a lot of women on Facebook for sex.
I'm happily married.
Oh. Well, I mean...
It's not going to stop you.
Do you swing at all? I mean, maybe your wife, you know? You pick
I swing.
No. No.
Look, this guy, what? Nunu, he wants us to put the Bear Lady and the Mr. Men t-shirt on, please.
They left.
He put in all caps, speak to the fat woman.
Yeah,
so I need
really
to speak to the fat woman. He's really mad.
He's kind of a loose.
Yeah, no, they left.
Well, can we talk to the Asian
guy? Yeah, no, they left. Sorry.
Sir, have you found us yet?
No.
What's the Asian guy drinking?
I think you're bullshit. He's drinking water. He's a bartender.
Oh. Well, can you put him on?
Yeah.
We want to talk to him about bartending and Asia.
Oh, no, he's kind of busy right now. Try to see him?
Yeah, but you tell me that there's nobody in there. I mean, you know, we're just running around. We're dicking around, so to say.
I got
to
be honest, sir. Mm-hmm. I'm actually hiding inside the brinker.
Oh, cool.
We hollowed it out. We took out the paper and the gears and the toner. And I climbed up inside of there.
Yep.
What are you guys smoking, man? You should send some of it down here.
Bath salts.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay, that's why.
Yeah.
Yep. Some real
that's
good bath
right.
salts.
Yeah, I gave up on computers back in, like, 98, so now we just do bath salts and hide around in places. It's kind of fun. It pays all right.
Okay. Well, you guys actually get paid for this?
Yeah, I got, like, a sponsorship deal with Nike.
Mm-hmm. And so, what do you get out of it?
Oh, a couple mil a year. I mean,
hey, do you have anybody that you want us to call right now? Maybe a shout out. You have an ex-wife we could maybe be mean to?
No, I don't.
No.
No.
Well, can we call your current wife?
No.
What's her name?
No.
I'm a psychic. I think it's Suzanne.
Johnny Bin Bonnie.
Oh wow.
I don't think that's her real name.
Is she a man?
Yeah.
Word. I mean, more power to you. I have nothing against you people, you know?
No at all.
Okay, so what do you want?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know.
We're playing hide and seek.
Okay. Do you guys need a room?
Sure.
You're inside the printer. What do you need a room?
Well, no, I mean,
yeah. I'd like to. Wow, I'd like to get some of the shit you guys are smoking.
Well, I mean, we could sell you some.
Holy God!
Are you looking in the printer right now?
Did you look inside the printer yet, sir?
Yeah, open up.
I don't have a printer here.
Yeah, there's a big white printer in the back.
No, we don't. It doesn't work.
Yeah, I know. It doesn't work anymore because I broke it. I took it apart and got inside of it.
Oh.
You might want to open it up. Yes.
Yeah, I mean, I'll put it back together when I leave tomorrow morning.
Yeah, no problem. Okay, are you guys done? Can we go back to our job now?
No.
You called us.
No, you called us.
No, I didn't.
Oh.
Sir, I wouldn't do that.
Okay, so. So now what?
I don't know, you tell me.
This is kind of awkward.
It is. Do you want to go on a date with us, sir? We promise not to tell your wife.
Yeah, we may tell you.
You guys are way too far away from us.
Oh, no, we'll come down. I mean, you'll fly us out. Like, you'll pay for it.
Oh.
And we'll let you touch our penises, and then we can have sex with your wife.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
How does that sound?
Sounds really good.
Oh, good.
Are you
Goody.
Into that sort of thing?
Are you?
Yeah.
Hell yeah. That's how we do. We play hide and seek, and then we have
sex. I usually only go for married women, to be honest with you.
Same. Okay, we'll shut the tape off now.
It's tape?
Yeah, you guys are recorded.
Yeah, it's like a VHS.
Yeah.
That's really ghetto. Why do you still use a VHS?
Because we're gay.
That's obvious.
That makes sense. Yeah,
Nunu's still really mad at you.
Yeah, Nunu's pissed. He doesn't like you guys.
He wants to speak to
Who's
the
Who's really mad at you? You and your bum buddy?
We're not dumb. No. We're internet hackers.
No. We're really smart, actually.
Oh, good. So am I.
You are?
Welcome.
Yeah.
You gonna come after us?
Not a chance.
No?
I have better things to do. Okay, see you, Lashley. Have a good day, buddy.
Yeah, have a good day, buddy.
Is the Asian leaving?
No.
All right, so how is business today?
No. How's your business today?
I took a good pooper.
I'm really smart, too.
Yeah, Jolie's really smart.
Oh!
Yeah, Narwhal's pretty smart.
Okay.
And she has a cute voice, don't you agree?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Jolie,
totally.
This man wants to have sex with you.
I don't do that shit, sir. Yeah. Yeah, I don't listen to them. They're weird.
No, we're not.
Well,
sir, what have you been smoking today?
Oh, about 10 joints.
Really?
That's excessive.
You sound like Enigma at this point.
Yeah, really. That guy, this one time, he did 8 whole marijuanas in a single day.
Oh, shit.
Right on.
Yeah, 8 whole marijuanas.
Yep.
Wow.
He did 8 plants. I don't think you're quite understanding.
Sir, that's, can I level with you, though, for a sec? Like, can we really get down to brass tacks here?
Yeah,
why the hell
sure.
Are you still on the
what do you want? I don't know.
Are you laughing?
You want to sell us something or what?
No. Well, sure.
No, we're hiding in your printer.
Do you want us to change your phone service?
Oh, okay.
We'll give you, like,
change
5 cents.
Phone service? Oh, we just had it changed.
Oh, okay. Well, what are you guys paying
for? We just had it changed.
You may need to change it again.
Yeah, I mean, what do you pay for long distance right now? We have a special offer.
I don't know.
If you give
I have
us
no
that,
idea.
We'll give you free phone calls.
I have no idea. I'm just a customer here.
No, you're not.
You're not.
So, just picked up the phone, so.
Cool. That's what I would do if I was there.
Yeah, if I was a customer, I'd probably just randomly pick up, too.
We'll get right on it.
You'll get on
Yeah?
That.
Yeah, we'll get right on it.
What are they trying to get you to do?
We'll get right on it.
What's your name, sir?
What's your name, sir?
My name's Ron Newman.
I'm John Holloman.
And this is...
Mine's Billy Joe. Billy Joe McAllister.
No. Hey, do you have a Facebook, Billy John?
No, I don't do that shit, I told you. I don't even have a computer.
Well, can we have your...
Well, then how are you an internet hacksaw?
What's that?
How are you an internet hacksaw?
I don't know what you guys are talking about.
You're an internet hacksaw.
I had too much to drink.
You had way too
We're
much.
We're drinking too much here.
Yeah, I know. I'm an alcoholic. I fully understand this.
Yeah. But you guys... Yeah. Okay, time to go.
Can you help me get out of the printer first?
Sure.
I'm kind of stuck in here, so... I thought I could get back out.
Do what?
I'm stuck. I can't get back out of the printer.
Okay. He's sitting on my lap, so it makes it even more awkward.
Yeah, John has an erection.
Yeah.
Well, yeah
okay, just let me call you right back. You're 800-012-3456?
Yeah, that's totally us.
That's our number.
That's our real number.
Okay.
We had to pay like $1 million.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, call us back, because you'll be able to reach us.
Okay, I'll get right on that.
Good.
Okay. I love you.
Yeah, I love you too, sir.
We'll get right on that. Are you guys talking to each other?
No, we're talking to you.
Oh. Oh.
Really?
Nobody loves me.
Well, I hear three voices.
You hear a pretty
two
voice?
On the other end, like, you know, it's hard to tell.
Are you hitting
three voices on the other end? So
yeah,
it's
we
pretty...
have you on speakerphone.
No, I just said I don't know who you're talking to.
You're on speakerphone.
Are you talking to each other? Are you talking to us or what?
We're talking to you. You're our new best friend, sir.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're going to hang out.
Okay.
We love you.
Okay. Ciao for now.
Yeah.
No, and why are you going to hang up on us?
I don't understand why you're still on the phone. This doesn't make any sense. I'd have hung up like 10 minutes ago, personally.
Yeah.
Well, we're going.
I think we found a new Michelle.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Thanks for calling in.
We'll miss you.
Thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
Do you have a Twitter?
He doesn't even have Facebook.
Yeah, this dude's old as hell. He looked like he was at least
60. He should go to Twitter.
Yeah, he's pretty crazy.
Is he still on the line?
I have no idea.
I think so.
We'll hang up with him. Alright, Lonesome, you have any new ones? Because that was pretty fun.
It was good.
He's sharpening his axe. You sound kind of mad. Lonesome put a new number in there, but... there appears to be nobody in there. So they must be across the world if it's still daylight. Well, I guess it's still daylight here, though. Who leaves a cam in their house? What are you doing? What you doing? Alright, well, in the meantime, more science. You know, we should do some motel science.
Yeah, I think the motels are the best ones.
Or we should do some motel science.
I think we should let Narwhal take a call.
Alright, Narwhal, you ready?
No.
This is all you, all right. Narwhal.
It's all you. Pressure's on.
Narwhal, ask for room 114 when they pick up. If they say no, say it's a family emergency and you really need to speak with them.
Okay.
Or take it as a hint and ask for another room.
Yeah.
Sometimes they don't, you know, they tell you no because there's nobody in the room. Because they're dicks like that. Sloth is still stuck in the printer. We've been struggling with you for a while.
They're gonna have to get the jaws of death out.
Yes.
Jaws of life, my bad.
Jaws of death.
I'm getting tired.
Taking that Benadryl, man.
I know, it helps me sleep.
That's good. October 6. Is there one in San Francisco? We'll do Texas then. We'll go to Texas. You know what? That's bugging me.
So what are you going to do when they pick up Narwhal? Quiz time.
After room 114.
And then
there you go.
And then if they say no, ask for another room.
Yes. But if they ask for a last name, what are you going to do?
Oh, we got another
one. It's a family emergency.
Good. Yeah, Dick Soup says that you sound like Jailbait Narwhal.
Okay. We got one for... Oh, it's a gas station.
I'm 18. I am legal.
Oh, there's even a number. Okay, Sloth, I'm sending you this link. And, yeah, there's a number in there, too. All right. You guys are mean. You guys are horrible people.
Gas station.
Yeah. Yeah, lonesome, I have the number two.
We could tell them that we took a shit in their trash cans out front earlier, or in the ice maker. I mean the ice tray, like, case, and see if they go out and check.
That'd be funny. Taking me forever. That'd be funny. Or we took a shit out by one of the pumps.
Yeah, and just see if we can get somebody to go.
Yeah, because we can see the pumps right now.
I can see the ice box too.
Oh yeah, I can't. Okay. Oh, got a hottie walking up.
Uh-oh.
Oh, damn. Oh, look at that booty. They... Well, there's somebody answer.
I don't even hear it ringing.
No, I don't either. Shit happened in the last hotel, too. What you doing, man? What you doing? Alright, let's see if it works again. What are you saying, Liz? Here are some taxi services in the area. If you can get them to show up there. Oh! I get what you're saying.
That's pretty good. Did he get you the address?
Oh, yeah. He gave me the address. Oh, shit. He gave me a ton. He gave me a ton. Hey, send these... No, I'll just send this. These two slot. Two. Okay, I want to clean these up. We'll call that one. And we're going to send it to... Okay. That'll be hilarious. It will be hilarious.
Is this a motel?
No, it's a taxi service. Julie, your time to shine isn't here yet.
Hi, can I help you?
Hi, I need a taxi. Actually, I need a van.
Sure, where are you?
I'll give you the address. It's 2330 Ashley Phosphate Road.
Okay.
And I need a taxi there. Or
how many passengers?
Three passengers, sir. Sorry, guys. Ice Cube's lost his connection for a second. He'll be back. But we are going to have to call a different taxi company now. You guys back?
All right. I'm back. John Holloman's back. Alright, cool. I guess we'll just call him back again. Yeah, panic moment right there when your Wi-Fi drops. I hate being it, so I can't wait to go home. You know, want to, you know.
And we peaked at around 44 tonight.
Hello?
Hi, sorry, I lost my connection.
It's okay. You said 2030 Ashley Phosphate?
No, I four. We have four people.
Okay, and what was the address? 2030?
2033.
2033?
Oh, no, it's, hold on. It's 2330 Ashley Phosphate Road. Charleston, South Carolina.
2330 Ashley.
Phosphate.
And we're actually the staff at the gas station there. We need rides home.
You're the staff at the gas station?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you guys need a ride home. Where are you going?
Just north Charleston.
We all transportation we do is best out of downtown Charleston.
Yeah, that's where we're going.
But you said you're going to North Charleston, though.
No, yeah. Downtown.
You're going downtown?
Yeah.
Where in downtown?
Oh, we're just going to go bar hopping. Sorry, we're actually already a little bit tipsy.
Let's see. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, how long do you think you'll be, sir?
It will be at least 35 to 40 minutes.
All right,
because we're coming to you from downtown.
Okay.
You might want to try actually Yellow Cab or North Area. They can get to you much faster than we can.
Oh.
Do you have the number for that?
I don't know, but hold on. Let me search it real quick. Yeah, I think North Area can be much quicker because they're always on North Charleston.
All right.
Give me an incident.
The Baptist claiming that it's one of Michelle's family members died. Okay,
you ready for the number?
Yep.
It's 843.
Yep.
410.
710?
No, 410.
410.
63.
Yep.
99.
Okay.
Alright, thank you.
Thanks.
Alright, thank you, sir.
We love you.
Have butt sex with me.
I think he said I love you too. It was quiet, but I think he said it.
I think Tabachi's right. I think she's making it up. She told us, like, three different stories about her parents.
Yeah, she's nuts. Yes, I'm not a stranger, but leaving Michelle alone.
We're sorry. Your call cannot be completed.
Oh, he gave us a bad taxi service. A dick. Leave Michelle alone. It'd never really funny if we swatted Michelle. It'd be hilarious. Point the finger.
Hello.
Hi, I need a taxi.
Okay, where we going?
I need you to pick me up at 2330 Ashley Phosphate Road.
Absolutely. 2330 Ashley Phosphate?
Yep.
What time?
As soon as possible.
Okay.
Yeah, we're
one
of the staff here at the gas station. We all just need a ride downtown.
Alright, 2330 Ashley Phosphate. Alright, I'm already downtown, so if you give me maybe like 20 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah, it works.
That would be okay?
Yeah, do you think you can come into the station to let us know?
Okay, what's the station?
It's a gas station, you'll see it, you can't miss it.
Okay, sounds good.
Just come
Thank
in
you.
And ask for Ron.
Ron? Okay,
yeah.
Ron. Thank you.
Thanks.
One moment.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, bye. I'm looking for
you. Okay, look, we're stuck for another 20 minutes then, guys.
Yep. Sorry, everybody. It's by a Denny's. Let's see if Google Maps will place me. Place me by that road.
figure out what gas station it is. Not that I should be saying it.
So do you want to send multiple taxis there, or just the one?
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah. It's an ExxonMobil. What's their price of gas?
$1 billion.
$1 billion. $3.49? No, it's actually worse here.
It's about the same.
We almost got $4 gas today.
There's a station by my house. It's a Shell, so it's naturally more expensive. But it was $4.05. Just hurts me. It hurts my brain. Alright. Michelle? I'm not Michelle. I'm dead set on, you know, Michelle right now. Narwhal?
Yeah?
It's your time to shine.
Your time.
Calling in.
While I research taxis.
No, deal Motel 6.
That's what we're doing.
Oh.
Hello, and thank you for calling Motel 6 San Antonio downtown.
That's where that is.
Thank you for calling Motel 6 Market Square. My name's Audrey. How may I help you?
Can you transfer me to room 114?
And the name in there?
I actually don't know their name. It's a family emergency.
Okay, you do not know the name?
No.
Okay, yeah, I can't transfer any calls without the right room number and the right name.
Bitch!
Ma'am, the number is 114.
You.
We really need to speak with them.
Okay, there's nobody in that room. Thank you.
113. Check again.
Oh, we have no 113. I know what I'm telling you. Thank you.
Bitch!
Ma'am, how many things?
Thank you.
Bitch!
Alright, well.
God damn
it, I mean,
Narwhal. You fucked that one all up.
I thought she did great. I thought she did great.
No, we're not calling the UK.
Hello, and thank you for calling Motel 6 San Antonio, Fort Sam, Houston. If you know the
it's
room number
one.
To get your
it's
call, please enter.
Oh, shit.
Oh, I have a list of places.
To be at a state Motel 6, this is John speaking. How may I help you?
Can you transfer me to room 114, please?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Now what do I do?
Yeah,
now what do I do?
Accuse them of smoking weed and having sex, angry sex in the room.
Bad idea. That's a bad idea because my parents are in the other room.
So what? You're 18. It doesn't matter.
Just tell them that you're going to fine them for being loud.
Yeah, you charged $200 to the credit card.
Okay.
Bad idea. Good idea. They're not picking up. Okay. I have a limo service here. The Yellow Cab of Charleston.
Yellow Cab of Charleston.
I'll just send a bunch of... I got... 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Oh, dude, I got a bunch.
Yellow Cab of Charleston. All of our lines are busy at the moment. Your call is important to us. We will be with you momentarily.
Lonesome.
Thank you again for making
me with
part of the journey.
Boss, consider driving for the most respected name in taxi service. Download the appropriate forms from our website at yellowcabofcharleston.com. We're coming right back to your call.
Calling the limo service.
If you have a plane to catch, Yellow Cab of Charleston will get you to the airport on time, and we'll be there for pickup, too. Just give us a call after you've claimed your bag. We take the hassle out of air.
Hello, you've reached Yellow Cab of Charleston. All of our lines are busy at the moment. Your call is important to us. We will be with you.
Calling the ones that Lonesome gave me. This gave me a ton. No. Hello?
World Class Transportation.
Okay, well, that was kind of weird. Let's see. I don't know which one I just called. Lonesome, are you sending them there too? Are we sending them both the same places? Because you're sending me a bunch of numbers. I'm going to check, see if there's any taxes or something. Oh, we got the Tumble Park right out in front, too. This is so funny.
This is Al. Please leave a message. Thank you.
Hey, Al.
At the tone, please re-
Oh, okay. I know what I did. A redneck guy answered. Which one did I just call? Okay. These taxi places really don't want their money.
Thank you for calling Charleston Green Taxi. Our dispatchers will be with you momentarily.
I love this. This chick, 3 month date, and she, they're already engaged. They're in high school. It's hilarious.
Good evening, Charleston Green Taxi.
Hi, I need a taxi.
We're running about a 2 hour wait right now.
Fuck that. No, fuck that.
Sir, you can stick that right up your ass.
Yep.
Right. Yeah, fuck you, dude.
Okay. Let's call this. We're running about a 2 hour wait. Well, how about you lick my butthole then, sir? How about that? You like that? Yeah. One time. I hope you're... Oh, God. What is this?
It's atrocious, whatever it is.
Couldn't do it anymore. Let's go to the next one. Stress-free driving. It's less expense to hire us than to pay for a DUI. That's true. That is true. It's crazy. Three months and they're engaged. Lulz Fest. I'm gonna laugh when they break up. I'm kind of an asshole. When those people break up, I laugh. 3 months, I love you, when you get married. When you're like 16. Oh man, I can't wait for you guys to break up. Yeah!
World.
Okay, we call that one. We'll call it limo. Oh, okay, this guy just answered. We'll call him as fast as possible. Because I don't know how the hell... He's getting these numbers.
You've reached the Charleston Cab Company. If you're receiving this message, it's because we're extraordinarily busy and cannot hear.
Dude. Lonesome, you're sending me to horrible numbers.
They're extraordinarily busy.
Should be about the time. Oh, there's a crazy black lady in the parking lot.
Good evening, baby. Come on.
Hi, I need a taxi.
Okay, sir. We're not on a taxi service for a limousine service. What kind of service do you need?
We need a ride. Anyway, but if this is a limo service, that's fine. We'll just drive around a little bit more.
Okay, sir. What are you looking for?
Can you come to an address? Come pick me up?
What do you need to go from where to where?
We need to go from my work to... We're going to go bar hopping downtown.
Okay. This evening?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not going to have anything available at this point. I'm sorry. We could possibly point you in the right direction, though. You may want to call Yellow Cab.
They're assholes. They're not assholes.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Hey, you know, the lady there, and she straight up told me to go fuck myself.
Oh, my goodness, that's awful.
I know. I was very upset by this.
Yeah, it was racially motivated, too. She was making all sorts of racial remarks.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, they're
really
professional.
Yeah, I would certainly call him, speak to a manager about that. They're one of the largest companies as far as taxis in town.
Yeah, it's awful. It's awful. All right, sir. Well, I love you. Thank you.
Love you, sir.
All right, sir. Take care.
All right, bye.
All right. Love you.
Hello, you've reached Yellow Cab of Charleston. All of our lines are busy at the moment. Your call is important to us. We will be with you momentarily. And thank you again for making us a part of the journey.
We're bored, so we made you some UKs. I'm bored enough.
Cabs are now available as part of our specialty charter
rental
division.
So fuck that.
Of course, your cab service remains in full operation with an exciting new option for specialty transportation as an added option. To learn more about YCC charters,
we're just going
to
add all these people.
216-2627 or contact the business office.
I got like 2 seconds before I called.
Yellow Cab of Charleston, this is Audrey. How may I help you?
Yep, I need a cab.
Where are you?
I'm at 2330 Ashley Phosphate Road.
What is that, a business?
Yep.
What is the name of it?
It's the Exxon Mobil.
Hold on for me.
Yeah. We're drunk at work, so we're trying to get a ride home.
And where are you going?
We're just gonna go downtown. Probably won't take too long.
Where?
We're gonna go bar hopping down.
With my driver, where is he dropping you at?
Just the bar downtown, you know.
Okay. When you figure out a name of the bar that you'd like to drop you off, just give us the call back, okay?
I think
there you go. I knew that'd get something out of somebody. All right. Because I always say that. Do you know about where it is? Is it close to... What is it close to?
I think it was off 3rd. I'm not sure.
Downtown Charleston?
Yeah.
Okay, there's no 3rd downtown Charleston.
Fuck. Shit.
Okay.
Fuck.
Are you going on the market? Where are you going?
Yeah, we're going to market.
I'm sorry.
Market?
Yeah,
where
market.
You going?
We've been drinking all day here at work.
That's okay. You going to Wet Willie's, Wild Wings?
Yep.
Where are you going?
Wild Wings.
Wet Willie's?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. All right. I want y'all to be... How many people?
It's going
to
be 2. 3.
Oh,
yeah,
3.
The 3 is this? Mr. Robinson?
Don't come at me.
Alrighty, y'all be looking out for the cab, okay? Have a good night.
Okay, when are they going to be there?
If you haven't seen anything in about 20, 30 minutes, just feel free to give me a call, but it shouldn't be too long, okay?
Okay.
Alright, thank you. Have a good night. Mm-hmm.
Alright, let's proceed to call more.
It's funny when you try to fuck something up and make it obvious, and it ends up being a save unintentionally.
Yeah, I know. Fuck you, bitch. It's coming with a bar.
Captain, I need a cab.
Hi, I need a cab.
Good afternoon, it's Chris.
Yeah, yes. I need a cab.
Where are you?
2330 Ashley Phosphate Road.
Oh, you don't pick up from me, sir.
Why not?
Well, you don't pick up from me, sir.
I'll give you an extra $100, sir.
You don't pick up from me, sir. Be in the city, a thousand.
Yo, bitch!
Sir, how many fingers can you get inside your mom's pussy?
Huh?
How many fingers can you fit inside your mom's pussy? Aw, that's no fun.
He didn't want to tell.
It's probably a lot, that's why he's embarrassed.
Yeah, okay. Can't say I'm blaming. Why so soft? I know, I'm not really not being so aggressive right now.
We're tired, we've been made docile.
Yeah, okay.
We're world weary.
Yep. The stretch limo. We'll get a limo there.
We have a narwhal on the line. She's sensitive.
Yeah, she's a very emotional.
She's so sensitive.
Yeah, her parents, if they hear us saying cuss words, talking about sexual organs, they're going to get real mad.
That's why I have headphones in. I'm trying to get my Nerf gun to work.
Hello? Hi, I need a limo. Tonight?
You need it right now?
Yeah.
I'm afraid that I can't do it on that short notice.
Yeah, well, go fuck yourself then. Evil Idea says I'm being too soft. Okay. I'm an angry drunk, guys. Value rides. Yeah, hello. God damn it. GNC taxi. Our whole show revolved around us getting a taxi to this gas station.
Please leave your message for 84353.
Okay. Oops. Reliable Chucktown Taxi. I think there's a taxi at that place. Look at it. There's a... Nope. It's not.
Excuse, what time are you trying to go on Thursdays anyway?
I don't care. I get off of class at 4. So I'm down for any time after that.
Call it 8:30 p.m. Eastern.
Yeah, I'm down for it. I'm down. Wait, 8:30 or 5:30?
8:30 my time. 5:30.
Yeah, that works.
You have reached Reliable Chucktown Transportation. I'm not available at the moment, so could you please leave your name?
No. No. Well, I'm out of taxi services, so I guess the only thing we can do is have Julie call more places.
Yeah, I want Narwhal to make a success.
Oh, that's always fun.
Yeah.
That's not gonna happen.
It will.
Oh, be positive. More confidence. More confidence.
People are more receptive to things from girls anyway.
Yep.
It's
Thank you for calling Motel 6 South. This is Jason. I can help you.
Can I be transferred to room 114, please?
Yes, ma'am. 114?
Yes.
We don't have a 114, ma'am.
Oh, sorry, it's 112.
112?
Mm-hmm.
We don't have a 112 either.
Well, what do you mean, sir? It's like the 14th room is all we know.
It's the 14th room?
Yeah. What is that, like 214 or 114?
There's 144.
Oh, yeah, that's it. I'm sorry. We're kind of...
Oh, wrong. Sorry.
I just checked them in, and they're Mexican.
Yeah, I know.
From Mexico.
Yeah? Yeah? We need to speak.
Okay.
Yeah.
No problem.
Sorry, Narwhal. We have a resident social engineer here.
Hello.
Hello?
Hey?
Sir?
We're calling from... Go ahead.
Yeah, this is Ron Newman calling from the front desk. I just checked you in. Ah, yeah, they are too Mexican. I don't think they actually even speak English.
No. They're still on the line, dude.
All right, Billy, why don't you try again?
Oh, sure. Taxi just came. Oh, there's a taxi there. The taxi's there.
Yes.
Yes.
Dude, call the gas station.
Okay.
Be quick. We don't know what the latency's like on this webcam.
I know. Shit. Okay.
Is he leaving?
That's hilarious. A gas station is. Well, let me try one more thing.
Is he leaving?
It's who?
The taxi? Is it leaving?
No, it's still there.
What you have dialed has been disconnected or is no longer in service.
Okay, well, we have the address. And we have the gas station. So, let's try to get a number from that.
Nunu wants us to send 10 more taxis.
Oh, there. And, you know, none of them picked up. They're all dickheads. I'm trying to get the number for that place. I see an eight. Shit, what taxi services we get? They should be showing up like right at the same time. Alright. I'll do one call. One UK call, damn it. Takes away from my $5 worth of... I'm getting a text. I see one taxi there, though.
I didn't miss anything, did I?
Taxi showed up.
Hello?
Hi, Stuart.
Hello?
Hi, this is John Holloman. We're calling about a Margaret Thatcher statue. Would you like to donate?
Isn't this a real call, or is this recorded?
No, this is a real call. We're collecting...
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from London, downtown. We're doing a Margaret Thatcher statue.
You're calling from London?
Yes.
And how do I know you?
Oh, you don't. We're doing call arounds for donations.
We saw you on the BBC, sir.
Yep. You're seriously calling me from London?
Yes.
Do you know what time it is then?
I'm drunk, sir. I do not.
You're drunk?
Yes. I had too much whiskey. I'm an American, so I drink real whiskey. Not the bitch Irish whiskey.
You phoned me up at 4:30 in the morning to ask if I want to donate.
Yeah, you big Burke.
Are you mad? You know, I'm from America, and we don't really give a shit about time in America.
It's always freedom time in America.
Yep, that's right.
America.
He hung up. Let's call him back. Do you know what time you're calling me? Okay, well, the gas station number is the one I'm about to type in. So we'll see what happens.
Telephone number H43.
Taxi left.
Did taxi leave?
Yeah.
Looks like it.
Damn you, taxi. We'll call Stuart back. Okay. We got Stuart Cash. And he likes to talk, so... Yeah, the taxi did leave, unfortunately. This was jolly good fun. I have no other ideas except new news. Stupid Margaret Thatcher.
We should let Julie do a successful Motel 6 before we close up.
We should. So, this will be the last UK one. Hello? Hello? Hello, mate. Mate. Okay. I'm not going to keep saying mate.
You do a horrible accent.
Damn it. Fuck you. Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. Aww.
Don't talk shit about Total.
Don't talk shit about Nunu.
True.
He kicks the FFC. Normally that's my job, Nunu, so I may end up just having to kick you for doing my job. Alright, here's another Motel 6.
Thank you for calling Motel 6. Please, how can I help you?
Can I be transferred to room 114, please?
Give me 1 second.
Yeah.
Now what?
Tell him that they were too loud. You're going to charge him $200.
And then tell him to get out.
Yep. Bring their luggage to the front. Get out. Well, I'm going to make Sloth an admin for our Facebook page so I don't have to work so hard. I bet it's really hard work. Balls. Alright, ask for another number. Another room number?
A different one?
Yeah.
Wait. Okay.
It's like 115 or something.
Thank you for calling 1066. How can I help you?
Can I change to room 115, please?
Give me 1 second.
Yeah. Yay. Taxi's back. Taxi's back. Oh, shit. He's walking. What is he doing?
Hello?
Hi, we received a noise complaint on your room, and we're going to have to charge $200 to your card and ask you to leave. If you could just take your luggage to their front desk, that'd be great.
I'm not even... Who is this?
This is the front desk calling.
I'm not doing anything.
Well, we've had several rooms call and complain about... Complain about the noise.
What room?
Both rooms right next to you, and the room... One
what room?
115, sir.
Are you serious?
Yes. We're going to have to ask you to leave, please.
Okay. So just come to the front desk?
Yes. There's been complaints about you having fights in your room.
I'm having what?
Having fights.
No, that's like down... The cops were right down the thing from me. It wasn't 115.
Or what room was that?
It's like four doors down from me. That's where the cops were.
In which direction? Left or right?
To the right. Four doors, I mean, down to the right.
So, you guess like 119 then? Is that plausible?
It's okay.
Yeah, I would say so. I mean, I actually went outside to look.
Yeah, sir. Can we'll let you stay at the motel if you go out there and find out what room that is. But be discreet.
Well, come down and can't you ask the cops? They were all here.
We can't leave the desk or anything at the moment, so if you could please just step outside and go ahead and check.
Let me put my clothes on.
Yep, just set the phone down. We'll wait.
All right.
That is a true story. I kept laughing. Really don't feel bad. So I guess the taxi guy left. That's funny. Yeah, that's good luck, though. Right there.
You there?
Yeah. What room was it, sir?
I'm going to say like 120 or 121.
Alright, yeah. That checks out. But, sir, we are still going to have to ask you to leave. Apparently there's been a lot of angry sexual noises coming from the group this evening.
Pizza and came back.
Have you been masturbating tonight, sir?
Sir, we have several orders of porn coming from your room. Apparently you've been getting HBO porno. And masturbating vigorously.
Sir, you said you had to get clothes on.
What is this? Are y'all kidding me or what?
No, we're up at the front desk, sir. My name is Ron Newman, and this is my associate, John Holliday.
All right, I'll be up there in a minute.
Sir.
Oh.
All right. Do it quick. Ask for 120.
Okay.
Am I asking for the room?
I'll do it. Just so they don't hear the same voice seven times. Oh, shit. Taxi left. That's a sad day right there. There's some gangsters in the parking lot about to start shooting. Just by the way. That's alright, Motel 6. Shit, I don't remember. Yeah, that's the right one. No, Cactus, that's a horrible idea.
Thanks for coming to Motel 6. Yes, how can I help you?
Hi, can I be transferred to room 120, please?
Give me 1 second.
Thank you. Sloth, what's your idea?
Hello?
Hello, sir.
Yes.
Yeah, this is Ron Newman calling from the front desk.
Yes, sir.
I understand that there was a disturbance in your room this evening. Do you want to tell me a little bit more about that?
Well, I'm sorry, but I just got in right now, so nobody's been in my room.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Yeah, we got a call
from what room are you calling?
I believe it's 120.
Yes, 120.
Yeah, we had received a noise complaint from 115.
Hello? Room 115 complained about room 120? I'm not pressing anything.
Yeah, sir, stop pressing buttons.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Yes, are you in the front desk right now?
Yeah, my name's Ron Newman. We had a noise complaint from 115 regarding your room tonight.
Off of room 120?
Yes.
I just came in right now.
Yeah, I understand. He said that he saw you walk in, and you started flipping out and making very loud sexual noises.
Are you serious?
Yeah, absolutely, sir. I'm a Christian.
Room 115.
Yeah, 115 said that.
115. Okay, are you in the front lobby? Let me go down there to the lobby. Or you know what?
Go knock on his door, sir.
I'm going to have to ask you to just leave the motel at this point. I really don't appreciate you giving me the service.
Okay, because I came in right now, and this room smells like smoke, and we just walked in right now.
Well, sir, have you been smoking crack cocaine in there?
Well, let me go to the front desk.
Well, sir, could you actually just go to room
115
instead? Okay, so we'll try 121. Apparently that wasn't the room.
Yep, and Lonesome has a number in Russia of a live cam. So we may call that. I think it's worth it. I definitely think calling it, because then you can hit on the babes. I swore for the longest point in my life, which was like probably 6 months, that I was gonna find some hot Russian babe, or Czech babe, and she was gonna have my babies.
How'd that work?
It was like 6 months ago I said that, so not very well.
Yeah, it's lost. Can I help you?
Yeah, 121, please.
Give me 1 second.
She don't give a fuck! Security cameras from the angle. The lady that's working is not very attractive. I can say that. She's not attractive. Try 122, maybe. Show.
10 more minutes, guys.
Oh, shit. Oh, it's midnight there. Damn, I'm sorry. Hang it up. Lonesome, if you don't give me that number fast, we're gonna call it. Real for 122.
Hey,
so
how can I help you?
Uh-huh.
Give me 1 second.
That's right, bitch. That's right. Alright, we're gonna do the Russian call and then that'll probably be the last one. Sloth Numbers Extension 1401. Once I move the cam away.
Yeah.
she's really bored. Alright, there's obviously nobody in those rooms. Let's do this stupid Russian call, number extension 1401, and we're going to call it a good show.
Здравствуйте, вы обратились в бизнес-центр Андреев Софт. Дождитесь ответа секретаря.
Alright, let's see if she answers. Shit, I don't know any Russian.
Да.
Да, hello?
Что еще раз, Кринсофт?
А, си.
English.
No.
No American? No, yeah.
Get us English. Put English on phone.
Let's call her back. She wasn't very nice. Well, then, let me get some basic Russian phrases. Shut up. They're calling the FBI or something like this. They're crazy. Right, I'm getting some basic Russian pre-this.
Narwhal, one more call.
Yep. Because you're so addicted to this that you can't say no.
I am?
No. You're not addicted. Right. See, I'm gonna read this shit.
Kasim Soft.
Prove it.
Kasim Soft.
Prove it. Ratib Javit.
Hello.
Hello. Prove it.
Извините, пожалуйста, мы вас не понимаем, вы, видимо, не туда попали.
Спасибо.
Извините, до свидания.
Нет. Я не понимаю. I can't pronounce that shit.
Yeah, we really can't communicate effectively with Russians.
No. Suka. Oh, there's two of them there. Should we call them back one more time?
Nah, just do a Motel 6. Let Narwhal get one.
Alright, Narwhal, this one's all you. Alright, my suggestion, take it a little bit slower, like, just how you do a normal conversation. Just introduce yourself. Hey, you know, I'm whoever
have
you...
Have you ever worked in customer service before?
No.
Just, hey, my name is so-and-so, introduce yourself, I'm from the front desk, there's been a bit of a problem with your room, you know, you're drunk dialing too many patrons or something like that, and you have to leave, or you have to bring your phone to the front desk.
Thank you for calling Motel 6, if you know the room number,
I got it.
The guest
you are being transferred to
a guest. Oh, we found a gold mine right here.
Yeah, send it to me, save it.
Okay.
I'm sorry, the person you're trying to reach is unavailable at this time. Begin speaking after you are being transferred to
we just gotta give it a
you
second.
Are being transferred to two.
We appreciate your patience and apologize for the delay. Someone will be with you shortly.
Shit balls.
That mailbox is full and cannot accept any new. You are being transferred to a guest.
There we go. Alright,
Narwhal. I just like lost sound on Skype, so I don't know what just happened.
Thank you for calling Motel 6. If you know the room number of the guest you wish...
You are being transferred to a guest.
This is 115.
What the hell?
Begin speaking after the tone, then hang up when you are finished. You are being transferred to 444.
Why'd you type that in?
That extension is not valid. Please try again. You are being transferred to a guest.
It's all you, Narwhal.
No pressure.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry, the person you're trying to reach is unavailable at this time. You are being transferred to a guest.
Go lower, maybe like 105.
I'm sorry, the person you're trying to... You are being transferred to... You are being transferred to 5.
Good number. Oh, yellow cab's at the gas station.
That extension is not valid. Please try again. You are being transferred to a guest.
105, it's all you.
Oh, you know.
I'm sorry. The person you're trying to reach is unavailable. You are being transferred to the operator.
All right, ask for room 120. Alright, now we'll just hang on.
Thanks for calling Motel 6 Airport. How may I help you?
Yeah, this is Ron Newman calling from the home office. What did you say your name was?
Veronica.
Yeah, do you guys have any guests there tonight?
Yes.
Okay, could you tell me the first 5 room numbers that are actually occupied there tonight? We need to get a small base as far as like a survey goes tonight. Try and get a feel for business in your area.
Um, 101, 103, 105, 104, 106, 112, and 114.
And you said 106 as well?
Yes.
So is that all you have tonight?
No, that's not all I have.
Okay, that works. Okay, that's all we're going to be needing from you. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Damn it.
We don't have time, dude.
Oh. It's true. Well, yeah, but Narwhal and I can do it.
True. Well, I'm going to be disconnecting.
Yeah, but we'll do it on our free time.
You guys don't have any free time, you crazy kids.
I know.
It's summer for me. I have all the free time.
Shut up, Narwhal!
Goddamn it, Narwhal. Go back to Disneyland, you bitch.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling Motel 6. If you know the room number or the guest you wish to reach.
You are being transferred to a guest.
Hi, Narwhal, this is all you.
Which one?
Remember to introduce
yourself.
This is 101.
Yep, introduce yourself.
I'm sorry, the person you're trying to reach is unavailable. You are being transferred to a guest.
103, we're just going to go up the list.
I'm sorry, the person you're trying to reach is... You are being transferred to a guest.
No one wants to talk to me.
It's bad luck. We got good luck on the phones. Luck on the calls. away. In the meantime, I'm going to read some Michelle tweets.
I'm sorry. The person you're trying to reach is you are being transferred to a guest.
Wait, which one is this?
You know what? Causing me real poverty of money anyways? Student loan, 9% interest. Holy shit, that's atrocious. Is a total ball and chain. Original amount, 4 times debt now. It is true.
I'm sorry. The person you're trying to reach is you are being transferred to a guest.
The President Obama lived at his grandma's house, and his mom from Kansas also. He came out black and married a black. He came out black. Like, what the fuck does that mean? He came out as a black man and married a cute black chick. Very cute.
I'm sorry. The person you're trying to reach.
Frozen in
you
fear.
Are being transferred to a guest.
Well, I need to be able. I need to be able to know I can pay my rent or do 30 notice and go no and go where I'm staying here. I am. I've been living really cheaply and poverty, properly, and cannot
I'm
have
sorry.
No money.
The person you're trying to reach is unavailable at this time. You are being transferred to a guest.
Go to the operator and tell her to transfer you to somebody within a room.
After this, we'll bounce back to the operator. You'll have to take it, though, at this point.
Okay. A horse got on there just told us we were shitting on you.
Hello?
Hi, I'm Stacy Schubert from the front desk. There's been a problem with your room.
I can't understand you. Pardon me?
I'm Stacy Schubert from the front desk. There's been a problem with your room. Can you hear me?
You're speaking from the front desk, and there's what?
Hello?
There's been a problem with your room this evening, sir. This
there's been a problem with your room.
I can't understand what you're saying.
Can you hear us, sir?
Yes, I can hear you, but I can't understand you. Just a second.
Okay.
Okay, try it now.
I'm Stacy Schubert from the front desk. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, there's been a problem with your room. Is this room 120?
Yeah.
It seems that you've been drunk calling too many people from your hotel phone. $150 fine on your card. And it also seems that we're going to have to ask you to leave, so it'd be great if you could just pack up your stuff and come to the front desk.
I'll put on some clothes and be right down there, but I think you got some big mistakes.
Actually, sir, what are you wearing right now? What do you have on?
What am I wearing?
Yeah, do you have any clothes on?
I'm wearing my birthday suit.
Do you have a bathrobe, sir?
No, I don't.
Okay. I was going to say, if you could just put on a bathrobe and come down, that'd be excellent.
I'll put on a pair of pants and a shirt.
Well, no, don't put on a shirt. Just come down with pants. Does that work for you, sir? Please come down without a shirt, sir. No,
same goes for your wife,
it's
sir.
Urgent. Just come down with only pants on.
You're all right.
Yeah, is that all right?
It's going to be more urgent when I get there.
Okay. Well, and again, my name's Ron Newman. The other male is John Holloman, and the female here is Stacy Schubert.
I could care less.
Oh, you're going to care less.
Sir, you don't have to get lippy with us. Oh.
Okay, do you want to hit the operator now in a little bit and tell him that your grandfather's deranged and he's coming in there with
We're about to hit it right now. He's got limited time. That was a good one, Narwhal. I liked it.
Yes.
You're the young apprentice.
Thank you for calling Motel 6.
Well,
if you know the room number or the guest you wish to reach, please dial it now if you would like to make a reservation.
You are being transferred to the operator.
Okay.
Motel 6 help, what is it being help you? Hi, my name is John Holloman. My grandpa's staying in your residence right now.
Who?
My grandma and grandpa.
What's the name?
They're in room 120.
What is the name, sir?
It's a crazy German name, so it's going to sound weird.
It doesn't sound like a German name. What is the name of the room, sir?
He's coming down without a shirt.
I'm sorry?
He's coming down without a shirt. It's my mom's parents, so I don't really know.
Without the name, I won't be able to transfer you to the room, sir.
Well, no, I don't want you to transfer me.
What do you need?
He's just, like, he has dementia. And his wife's, like, trying to control him, but he's coming down right now, and he, like, I don't think he has a shirt on.
Do they have a room here right now?
Yeah, he's in room 120.
And what did you want me to do, sir?
Well, he's been calling.
Give you a heads up. We're really worried about him. I'm actually his cousin. He's been calling us all night, complaining about people trying to steal his wristwatch. He doesn't even own a wristwatch.
What is his name, sir?
I'm really not comfortable telling you that. I don't want to get him in trouble. I just want to let you know that he is coming down there without a shirt.
Oh, are you in the room with him?
Yeah.
No.
I am.
Yeah, he is.
Okay. So how many people are in the room?
Four.
About.
Four? Because there's only supposed to be two.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. We just kind of lied to you guys when we checked in. They snuck us
okay.
in. It's cheaper that way.
Okay, because if you're going to stay there, you're going to need to pay for the room, sir.
Well, no. I mean, that's not going to happen.
I'm sorry?
How much extra would it be?
It's going to be $7 a person.
I'm not paying you an extra $7 just to stay here.
Well, then you're going to have to leave, sir.
Well, don't tell me what to do. I don't have to leave. You leave.
Well, if there's more than two people in the room, you're going to need to pay, sir.
Well, there's two additional people in the room. There's four people total.
Four adults?
Yeah, four adults.
And okay, then you're going to need to pay for those two people.
No, we're in room 120. We're not leaving.
You only paid for two people, sir.
Yeah, I know.
You already told me you'd lie. You told me you lied about it already.
No, I already told you that. But my grandfather was down there without a shirt, so...
Okay, I'll be down in a little bit.
Okay, thanks.
Oh, that's hilarious. That's hilarious. That is going to get... He's going to be like, what? No, nothing. You're going to have to leave. No, you're going to drag me out of the room. He's gonna complain about somebody stealing his wristwatch. Yeah, he ain't even got a wristwatch. Oh, that's gonna be funny. Should we call him back?
Yeah,
and be like, I'll do one off the stream. That'll be funny. I won't do one on the stream because Nunu will freak out.
Well, no, I mean, do it after we close up.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Let's end the show.
Well, let's call 120 back and see if there's any aftermath for people to hear.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that's what you're getting at.
Thank you for calling Motel 6. If you know the room number or the guest you wish to reach, please dial it now. If you would like to make a reservation or require media assistance, you can remain on the line.
You are being transferred to a guest.
Hello?
Yeah, ma'am?
Yes?
Yeah, this is Ron Newman calling from the front desk.
Yes?
Yeah, is your husband in the room with you?
Yes.
Yeah, we had spoken with him earlier. Could you actually put him on?
He's on the way.
Okay, thanks. Just stay on the line for a moment, and let me know whenever he leaves, okay? Fuck!
He's done.
So there wasn't any aftermath, but he's definitely leaving the room and going down.
Let's call. Let's tell that lady that she has to leave.
Yeah, because she has too many people in the room.
Yeah, she has
too
many people. Thank
you for calling Motel 6.
You are being transferred to a guest.
You want to take it, John?
Yeah, I got it. She doesn't answer, we'll just keep calling until she does.
I'm sorry, the person you're trying to reach is
unavailable.
Okay, you are being transferred to a guest.
Poor people.
I'm sorry, the person you're trying to reach is unavailable.
Maybe.
You are being transferred to 1-0.
We appreciate your patience. For the delay, someone will be with
you. That mailbox is full and cannot accept any new messages. You are being transferred to a guest. I'm sorry, the person you're trying to reach is unavailable at this time.
Yeah.
Begin speaking after the tone, then hang up when you are finished, or press...
Oh, my bad.
I'll be right back.
No, fuck off, I'll come back.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Yep, we'll catch you guys next Thursday at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Thursday Night Science. Thanks for tuning in. We hope to see you then. We'll do more of these impromptu motel calls and maybe some science with 7-Elevens and other convenience stores.
Science.
Thanks a lot.
Science. All right, guys. Thank you.
Bye.